3. Thank God a boy was born. Below there is an extract from Jennifer Clements' novel, Prayers for the Stolen. The narrator describes what happens to girls who are kidnapped by drug lords in Mexico. Stealing girls from their families is especially common in the countryside. To protect their girls, families try to hide the girls as they know that the kidnapped girls will never return home. But one day, Paula, one of the kidnapped girls, does come back.
When I was born, my mother announced to her neighbors and people in the market that a boy had been born. Thank God a boy was born, she said. Yes, thank God and the Virgin Mary, everyone answered, even though no one was fooled. On our mountain, only boys were born, and some of them turned into girls around the age of 11. Then these boys had to turn into ugly girls, who sometimes had to hide in holes in the ground. We were like rabbits that hid when there was a hungry stray dog in the field, a dog that cannot close his mouth, and its tongue already tastes their fur. A rabbit stomps its back leg, and this danger warning travels through the ground and alerts the other rabbits in the warren. In our area, a warning was impossible, since we all lived scattered and too far apart from each other. We were always on the lookout, though, and tried to learn to hear things that were very far away. My mother would bend her head down, close her eyes, and concentrate on listening for an engine or the disturbed sounds that birds and small animals made when a car approached. No one had ever come back. Every girl who had been stolen never returned or even sent a letter, my mother said. Not even a letter. Every girl, except for Paula. She came back 1 year after she'd been kidnapped. From her mother, over and over again, we heard how she had been stolen. Then one day, Paula walked back home. She had 7 earrings that climbed up the cupped edge of her left ear in a straight line of blue, yellow, and green studs, and a tattoo that snaked around her wrist with the words, Cannibal's Baby. Paula just walked down the highway and up the dirt path to her house. She walked slowly, looking down, as if she were following a row of stones straight to her home. No, my mother said. She was not following stones. That girl just smelled her way home to her mother. Paula went into her room and lay down in her bed that was still covered with a few stuffed animals. Paula never spoke a word about what had happened to her. What we knew was that Paula's mother fed her from a bottle, gave her a milk bottle, actually sat her on her lap, and gave her a baby bottle. Paula was 15 then, because I was 14. Her mother also bought her Gerber baby foods and fed her straight into her mouth with a small white plastic spoon from a coffee she bought at the OXXO shop at the gas station that was across the highway. Did you see that? Did you see Paula's tattoo? My mother said. Yes. Why? You know what that means, right? She belongs. Jesus, Mary's Son and Son of God, and the angels in heaven protect us all. No, I didn't know what that meant. My mother did not want to say, but I found out later. I wondered, how did someone get stolen from a small hut on a mountain by a drug trafficker, with a shaved head and a machine gun in one hand and a gray grenade in his back pocket, and end up being sold like a package of ground beef?